WWE releases, AEW games update, WrestleMania backlash results, we have your MDM award of the week, and stories to watch, all on this next hit of The Fix. Welcome in for your next hit. I am your host, Alpha.
Double D.
And Z.
And we had some interesting things happen this week with the Wednesday night. Usually we talk about a war. We talk about things that are happening that are interesting, like with AEW. But we actually had some releases. A WWE full-on release.
They were just like, yeah, we still got people to get rid of. Go ahead and just keep it going. The biggest of all of these, obviously, being Velveteen Dream, who we did have a lot of spectatory on where he was going. He was backstage on Raw. We were still trying to figure out what was going on with the case.
Still no update, by the way. Yeah. Still nothing. I've been nothing.
WWE's like, you know what? Hey, this is how we fix it. Release it.
They're like, oh, there might be something here?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to release. Go ahead. Now, again, that's all speculative because I have no idea. There's no updates of anything, and that's what's making me mad about it.
Yeah. But yeah, at this point, yeah, I wouldn't really count on it.
It's like Sketch 101, bro. Sketch 101. But, I mean, now that Velveteen Dream is released, a very young and hot rising star, he's a really good wrestler. Right. He's really good at promo.
I feel like a lot of people are just going to wait. Because it's a lot to try to, especially with all the allegations and stuff like that, with, you know, especially how AEW was very strong on Joey Ryan. And then, you know, as far as the American market goes, that's Impact and, you know, those two companies already being like, you know what, we're probably going to keep our distance. So
yeah,
it'll be interesting to see if he pops up somewhere.
I saw someone say they wanted TNA. I was like, I guess.
Yeah, like, if anything, yeah, it feels like it would have been an AEW. Or because like New Japan doesn't really feel like his style. Like, I don't think he would do bad. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't match his style of wrestling. But yeah.
Yeah, I would more like to see him. It's kind of weird because I don't want him to be there. But if he was in TNA, okay, say he goes to TNA, he could easily become the face of TNA. Become the champion of TNA and be a prominent figure through his beginning of his career in TNA.
Some like a reverse EC3 or something.
Yeah. That works.
Yeah, because he did have a lot of promise. I think it's really now it's more about clearing up the air, and it's really hard, especially with sexual allegations and you know a lot of misconduct things that were.
Well, maybe he'll come up with a rap video like Enzo.
My consensual DMs.
My consensual DMs.
It doesn't really work when it's a minor.
That was a good rap song. Anyway, there were some other notable releases, and I thought one of the most messed up ones was Alexander Wolf.
Yeah, they really teased, like, I was really feeling the sanity or like half sanity reunion with him and Killian Dane, because they had just had those couple of moments where they stared at each other.
Eye contact.
Right, they're like. We know each other. Where do I know you from?
Are we going to do it?
We're going to do it.
We're going to do it.
And then they didn't do it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. It's a bit unfortunate, but I think he would be fit perfectly with Violent by Design on Impact. And it would still give me that sanity, or at least half sanity reunion with Eric Young. But, you know, it's a bit unfortunate, but it is what it is. But this next one was one of the most surprising ones with Jessamine Duke of the Four Horsewomen.
Yeah, she, talked to you about it. I think it was more of they didn't know what to do with her, personally. They had an idea of what to do with her with Ronda Rousey, Shayna Baszler.
Marina Shafir.
Yeah, Shafir. Sorry, I have such a hard time with her.
and it's, you know, it's very obvious, like, you know, Ronda's just kind of known. In it.
Yeah, and so, like, I figured they were going to, you know, do the Four Horsewomen of the UFC.
Right.
Which... don't get me wrong, would have been amazing. Only thing I know that would have ruined it would have been going against the Four Horsewomen of the WWE.
Oh, your favorite. So it was your dream feud is what
it
you're
was
saying.
Not my dream feud. I so didn't want this.
Moment of you know, just... silence for your dream feud going to rest.
I don't like
but this. Yeah, unfortunately, Especially with when Shayna was on NXT, I think they were a really good trio with her, Shafir, and Jessamyn Duke. Mm-hmm. But I guess they weren't doing well as a tag team, or maybe they just, I don't know what was the reasoning specifically for it, that they just stopped them.
They
as
just
a tag
didn't
team.
Know what to do with them. I think that's really right. What it was. They were like, no, we have an idea of what to do with right. them already. And then that fell through and then they right. had nothing.
Especially now with an NXT women's tag division, like that would have been perfect for them. Like if it is a wrestling thing or if they're just done with it, that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah. They're like, no, we're still going to keep right. just random teams that aren't really feeling it yet, but that'll grow on you.
Cause it does feel weird that Marina Shafir is staying because she's married to Roderick Strong, who
and
is
Roderick
also
Strong has also
retired or resigned,
released himself.
Yeah, which I'm pretty sure still will work, but it's just like it's just interesting. I'm curious to see if they're going to do something with Marina Shafir because, like I said, I think even now, like that's still a triple threat we can build to with Ronda, Shayna, and Marina, mm-hmm. The options and stuff like that, but. Only time will tell if she'll be on the next release report or not.
it'll come in the next coming days, exactly. Probably. Unfortunately. No. One of the positive releases, I guess, that could be said right now right. Is the NXT referee, Drake, was it Wurtz?
Wurtz?
Wurtz.
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 Like yeah.
Wurtz?
Yeah, very...
Sounds like something squirting.
Controversial character, to say the least. Had a couple rumors of him aggressively leaving a black or Triple H's speech about, you know, respecting people from where, you know, regardless
inclusivity.
Yeah, inclusivity and stuff like that. Had a very strong All Lives Matter stance, and also had a very interesting way of addressing. I think what was it the what's a school meeting and
yeah school meeting about masks off their children. Yeah, it was very, you know, awkward. First off, when you start with I'm a disciple of God, I'm already kind of like, oh God,
yeah,
no, please, no, stop it, right? Just, who gave him a microphone?
Right, exactly. So had a very interesting speech about how, you know, that kids wearing masks for 8 hours a day at school was, you know, linked to sex trafficking and stuff like that. And kidnapping, I can get that. I understand yeah. that makes sense. You know, it's a little hard to be like, oh no, that child's in trouble with their face covered. But it was a very
it's a very small percentage. Yeah, we actually started doing some math on it ourselves, and yeah, just going over. I'm not gonna go over, like, we kind of just looked up the statistics. Mm-hmm. It's not like insane,
right? But it's like, yeah, it's bad. It was a very weird nitpicky way to go about it. Like, yeah. Especially when you're
super
coming
nitpicky.
Coming up with your evidence on why it should be that in your stance of authority is the, you know, trained professional volunteer.
He said that so seriously,
right? Like you need to respect this research that this person did on sex
trafficking. Yeah, from the internet.
Yeah, exactly. So
I know everything because I have the internet.
Oh, of course, you know, you googled it, so it's
I googled it. It's right. Official.
So yeah, it was a very interesting thing. I'm not gonna really be missing him too much, especially with a lot of the, you know, a lot more superstars and stuff coming out about stuff that he's either said or, you know, just ridiculous things they've talked about him with. And
he's
stuff
about
like
to
that.
Get canceled, bro. Right. He's about to get canceled hard.
It happens. But yeah, it's
we finally got a new update,
right?
In our investigative reporting, you know, that we do. On the ground, boots on the ground. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the microphone heard
he
that.
Does with his flip-flops.
Their shoes. But no, we have an update from AEW Games. They finally have a beta that is available for everyone.
For their, in fact, their mobile game. Yeah, the mobile game.
Their mobile game.
GM manager mm-hmm. mode. I think this was this was an interesting one. This was a lot better than what did they do? Like a casino? What was it? Like a blackjack something game?
I'm yeah.
Like, was it? That has nothing to do with wrestling. I don't care. Like, you know how many casino apps are on? Like, I can literally just type in casino.
Yeah, but then what happens is I spend all my coins, and then I need more coins, but I don't want to buy them, so I just download another app.
That makes sense. Okay, so I mean, I guess it'll be on my list of casino games.
Yeah, it's just, it's gonna cycle through.
I guess. All right.
Cycle through, bro.
Yeah, the GM mode, they kind of give some updates on, you know, the customizations, the new details that they're trying to work on. But with the beta, they were talking about, you know, opening it up to test it out to see if the multiplayer aspects of it will work, which I am curious to see if it's going to be like a show versus show kind of thing where you split the roster in half and then it's like, you know, you and a friend or, you know.
Well, it was talking about there's going to be a specific section talking about you can insert whatever day, Night of the War. And I'm like, oh, so I can just recreate NXT.
Right.
And just insert their Wednesday Night War right there. Right,
exactly.
And just watch them get bullied again.
Right. but, yeah, I'm interested to try it out. I did try the – waiting on the beta code. So, yeah. It is a couple quick little update on that. Nothing too crazy.
We'll give you our update on the beta. Yeah, obviously, exactly. She just wants. It seemed like Aubrey was like saying, "Hey, I want as many people on as possible because, you know, if it gets overloaded, then we could see all the glitches and problems." So now's the time to get in there and find the glitches. We do it for every other game. We can do it for this one.
Exactly. But speaking of glitches, or I guess mistakes. WrestleMania Backlash was
the best pay-per-view of the year.
Actually, I shouldn't do that. Yeah, because it was actually pretty good. A lot of great matches on it. Unfortunately, Double D is the best 64 was incorrect in his pursuits.
Listen, I don't mean to step on a poor man who tried his best, but
where did that come from?
I don't know. It just feels more right. You know?
You just turn into Ted DiBiase.
Maybe. And $1 million man.
But yeah.
I'm about to be the million day reigning champ is what it's gonna be.
Then how are you gonna be the 15 times?
Yeah.
You know, that is I'm gonna struggle with it, but I think some decisions need to be made once in a while. And I didn't see myself holding it this long. So
I didn't plan to get here, to be honest.
It's like I have the Krabby Patty formula and I'm like, oh wow, I still got it. You know?
Right. So, I didn't expect to get this far.
So I'm just going to keep it running. And, you know, I think a million days is not, you know.
New goal.
It's not too bad. You know, it's a good, nice goal. But, you know, 15 times is still on there. I could try it 15 times.
Get out.
I can't.
He's not wrong.
Are you done?
I'm done.
But he sucks. Yeah, fair enough. That guy was an idiot. He does have a good, fair analogy on who is the best. Mm. But... unfortunately, he does not pick the winners. Here we are.
And you know what else? I did some investigative reporting of my own. Come to find out that email is connected to someone here in this room.
That is?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's connected to someone that goes by the name Double D. With your fake phony account here trying to sneak your way in.
I need proof of this because these allegations are very wild.
I got the emails.
I need to see them.
I'm waiting for them to come off the drive.
The drive?
Yeah.
Are you airdropping it to yourself?
I'm trying to get it all.
You airdropping it to yourself?
Maybe. All I know is you lost. As even a phony you.
I doubt that. You know, and are you questioning the integrity of our fan mailbag?
Yes.
That is wild.
I didn't expect you to go this far.
And, you know, they always talk about how, you know, power makes a man go crazy.
Yeah.
Or the crown being so heavy on, you know, of he who has to wear it. But I never thought it would happen to you. You know, you're doing wild witch hunts on
maybe,
fan mail.
Maybe I'm gonna go start looking up some conspiracy theories on the internet.
Yeah, I think it's just you need a little lack of sleep there.
Everyone's against me.
A little lack of sleep. You know, maybe need to take a little nap. You know, sleep on it. Think about it.
But let's talk about the only matches that actually mattered, and one that just automatically has set wrestling back 30 years. First up. Should we just talk about the elephant in the room?
Yeah, we definitely.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the elephant in the room.
So, in a tie-in with, what was it? Army of the Dead.
Yeah.
Starring Batista, which I'll give it to him. The intro, they had an intro for Backlash, mm-hmm. you know, just narrated by Batista. Just kind of going over, you know, generic, you know, being the champ means this. And, you know, you just got to do it, man.
You could do it.
And I was like, okay, that's fine, you know. Army of the Dead coming out this Friday. Cool, cool. We're doing zombies. However, that was not the end of the crossover promotion. And it's just crazy to me because, you know, we've had RoboCop in wrestling and everyone hated it. We had the Three Stooges in wrestling. Everybody hated it. It's just, I don't understand when, you know, you realize that we don't want a television character on, you know, it's still like a real thing, you know, it's supposed to be, you know, like if Mike Tyson pops up, I'm not expecting, you know, a movie character he played as, you know, yeah. doesn't make sense.
Well, like, I mean, to be fair, he plays himself.
Well, that is also fair, but
maybe Jim Carrey.
I think actually we had Samuel Jackson on Raw once playing as, man, what movie was that?
Was it Snakes on a Plane? Please tell me Snakes on a Plane.
No, it wasn't Snakes on a Plane.
That's my best guess. Is it maybe he was Mace Windu?
Was it? I think it was Shaft or something like that.
Shaft?
Yeah.
Was it Shaft?
I think it was.
Don't do this to me.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes, it was because it was. Oh my God. It was in the Attitude Era too. It was man, this cruiserweight that just acted like he was a heavyweight looking for a tag team partner and came across Shaft, and it was just Samuel Jackson just sitting there.
Would you fight Samuel L. Jackson?
I mean, I'll be honest. I'll be a little scared, a little intimidated. That is,
he drops one F bomb, I'm done.
Oh, yeah,
like that's his power up.
Yeah, he's already, you know, super sane. But to continue on with the terrible crossovers and promotions, in our undead feud of Damian Priest and The Miz, they have literal zombies as lumberjacks for their match.
Yeah, lumberjacks. I mean, it hurts. It hurts. Like, can we not be this bad, guys? Like, I'll give them props. The zombies looked good. I'll give them that.
Right.
Okay. I feel like they really did get extras from the movie.
Right.
And we're just like, hey, can y'all just come and just.
Because there's the two sides of WWE lazy. You have the Retribution and you have zombies.
Mm.
Retribution, it has a good concept and idea, but execution, they're like, let's just poke out holes on a paper plate and put it on faces. That sound good?
Yeah. It works.
Yeah. But on the other side, you know, we have a terrible idea, but it's funded heavily.
Like zombies.
Yes.
I mean, which is bad now. Zombies or the ninjas?
Yeah.
Which ones? Which one's worse? I feel like that's a hard one. Ninjas?
I'm gonna just say ninjas because they stayed along longer.
And that was so very stereotypical.
Yeah, exactly. They did make him heel. Excuse me. Yeah. Dang. It's like the it just keeps coming around.
They're like, we can have a dark order.
Right. Ninja order.
The ninja order of the third kind.
Right. But honestly, I think the worst thing out of this match is that The Miz suffered an injury.
Yeah,
like his first zombies. Serious injury.
They definitely took those that ACL.
Yeah, dude. It really wasn't Damian Priest landing on his knee from a diving corkscrew.
Well, you can't prove that.
You can't
prove it.
You are factual. I don't have the doctor reports, so. But it is very weird that the zombies would then cover him after Damian Priest wins that match and proceed to eat him, or as that's what commentary said. And they just took the ACL?
Yeah, just the ACL. That's the sweetest part.
Very, very nice zombies.
Yeah, it's a little known fact about zombies. They actually don't care about the brain that much. It's all about that ACL.
Okay, that is probably very typical of me. I've seen a lot of zombies.
It's like calamari.
It's like the whole stereotype was ninjas.
This is getting
like,
weird.
Right. No. Well, I mean, Batista did say that, you know, these zombies are different than normal zombies. So, you know, they're smarter. So
maybe, I mean, I guess.
Maybe they get all their nutrients out of the ACL. They split it up. You know?
Good save.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go back into the review here. We did start with the pre-show. Do you want to start with the pre-show with Shane?
No. I mean, I do have a gripe with this. So so we have on Raw just another baffling storytelling moment where they start a feud off by having Ricochet, who had no heat or anything that's really happening. He's been on main event for the past ever because they don't know what to do with him on Raw. Challenge Sheamus on the kickoff show because reasons. And then Sheamus beats him cleanly.
Mm-hmm.
No ifs, ands, or buts. No tight pull. No reason to continue the feud because he beat him cleanly.
Nah, exactly. Nah.
So,
I mean, he just do a, like my boy Leon Ruff. Just keep going for it.
Don't.
Just keep going for it.
That's no. That's not how you build a baby. I'm not invested. I don't care. Like, and that's crazy too, especially for Ricochet. Well, I mean, that's not the only issues he's been having this week, especially after saying he's better than Io Shirai.
I mean, that would be a wild match.
Is that a match? I think that's a dream match. I didn't know I wanted.
I think that's how you have to, you know, decipher who's the best high flyer. You know, put it
that's
on.
That's fair.
You know, a little who higher
could
up.
Who could do the best moonsault?
Right.
From moonsault 50 content. Stories.
Exactly. Just all the moonsaults.
Oh, God.
But yeah, after that, they just continue the feud with him and Ricochet. Like, he didn't lose already. Like, okay, whatever.
Well, but he took his jacket. He took his jacket. You know, you don't do that. You don't take a man's jacket. Very expensive jacket.
So I'm going to move on to a better match. In the SmackDown Tag Team Championship match, we had the Dirty Dogs versus Rey Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio.
Yeah, and I mean, this was so predictable. That was my only thing. Now, listen, I'm okay with that they won it. I'm okay with it so far.
Mm-hmm.
My only thing, and we all wanted this. Everyone wanted it. If you didn't want this, you were a jerk. Okay, yeah, you don't want him to be a champion with his dad. You're a jerk. Okay, I would wish I had that with my dad.
Right.
Okay, but I'd only have two belts by myself. So, looking at this beautiful situation, okay, heartwarming. I want it to actually go forward. I want there to be a good story here. I don't want them to just lose it right off the bat. I don't want it to be quick. And none of this, like, okay, you could do like the whole little like squash matches in between, you know, kind of build them up. That's fine. But don't you dare just have them start a good feud and be like, okay, and then they lose it. I'm going to be upset. And they've done this. They've done it repeatedly to my boy Rey Mysterio, and I will not sit by while I see an injustice happen.
So, my wild prediction on this, and I'm just doing this one prediction, and then I'm back to my hidey hole of no predictions.
You're gonna hurt me. You're gonna hurt me, aren't you?
I'm predicting that on SummerSlam, I'm being very specific about it.
Oh,
it's gonna be Jay and Jimmy the Usos against Dominic and Rey. Damn. Jimmy's trying to beat him by himself because Jay won't come out because Roman told him not to. Mm-hmm. Roman ends up coming out to spear Dominic. Actually, yeah, that'll get way more heat, especially in front of a live crowd.
Oh, God, stop.
Jay then comes out for the splash. 1, 2, 3.
That's horrible.
Yep. And then Jimmy's mad because he fought the whole match by himself. And you're welcome if you're listening.
Yeah, that was good. I hate you. And actually, I'd be okay with that story. Like, I'd be sad. But that's a good way for them to go out, especially at SummerSlam. I'd be okay with that. Because we're not guaranteed more matches like this with Rey and his son. But a match like that with, in my opinion, up there with the best tag team in WWE.
Oh, yeah. And I think it's easily the best story in WWE right now.
And that you could, throw him into. I'd be 100% okay with that. I mean, I'm not okay that it was, you know, he jumped in from a story with Seth to him, but you know.
Right. But yeah, it happens. But it happens. I think here we are, like, now that he's actually facing tag teams. And I think that was the main issue with this past year is that there was no real tag teams for him to face other than Andrade.
What tag teams?
Exactly. Yeah. Andrade and Angel Garza. And yeah, that was about it. But I think, this was a good moment. Obviously, I think this is about time.
Yeah, so. And then we had Rhea Ripley versus Asuka versus Charlotte Flair, and Asuka ends up taking the pin again. So Asuka's done. I think they're just done with Asuka.
She's done. Well, also I was really conflicted because it really felt like a juvenile, like a little like sticking their tongue at each other and stuff like that. Like Charlotte really just kind of gave up on the match, not really like lost the match.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, Charlotte,
and that's going to continue the
Charlotte being Charlotte, like.
Ripley and Charlotte. They were going to get it all the way to SummerSlam.
Right.
Hooray!
Right.
No. No, no. No, no, no. I don't want this. No one wants this.
I think I thought it was a good play for them to keep Bianca as the champ. I thought it's one of those, especially with her and Rhea kind of having this mirroring story of their championship. If they're not going to have like a match at Survivor Series, if they're not doing a champion versus champ thing, I'd be surprised. So Yeah, she beats Bayley, which I think is great for her. But one of my favorite matches of the night was the triple threat for the WWE Championship with Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre, and Braun Strowman. Just right out the gate, they double suplex Braun. I'm like, oh, okay, we're doing monster stuff. That makes sense.
Well, you got to. He's a monster, you know.
Right. So, yeah, just a great hoss fight between the three of them. And then, yeah, just really, you know, signifying how dominant Bobby is as champion right now. So I think it's great, especially with his continuing feud on Raw with Kofi, which, yeah, great stuff.
Which this was a rare one I got wrong. So. Yeah. Unfortunately. But, you know, I'm okay. I did say I'd be okay if Lashley kept it. That was my hope. You know,
it happens. But yeah, and then predictably, unfortunately, and a great main event, I'll give it to him, between Roman and Cesaro.
We've been saying on this podcast for the past month.
Yeah, my heart just couldn't accept it. My heart was like, you know, this is a lie.
It's a lie. It was always a lie.
Yeah.
I don't know why they got to do this to our boy Cesaro though. Like, give him a title. Like, how long has he been there and he doesn't have? Like, come on. That's disrespectful.
Yeah.
That's a whole level of disrespect that I can't even comprehend. Like, I wouldn't be there anymore. I would leave. If it was me, I would be gone.
It's like, nah, this money is pretty good.
No. Like, I feel like I could definitely, at my caliber, find somewhere
else. It's like, me and, you know, Daniel Bryan are here. We're pretty good. And then Daniel Bryan left.
He can still do all that, hang out with his friends. I'm not saying he can't. He's in jail now. He can't talk to anyone.
You can't.
We lost him in the divorce.
Right. Yeah, just like ask the Young Bucks. They haven't seen Adam Cole since he left. did kill him. I'll give him that.
They did kill him. He's dead. So I don't know who this Adam Cole is.
Right.
But is that a ghost? But again, predictable ending, Cesaro losing, and just, again, making me sad. And how do they make me sad? Oh, with Roman Reigns. And you guys wonder why I don't like him.
I mean, it's because, like, you do everything except acknowledge him.
He's your favorite.
I won't acknowledge
him. I don't even want you to, like, don't, Tribal Chief, forget all that. Just acknowledge him as your favorite wrestler.
No, never. I'm allergic, and I will never accept him. No.
I would not be surprised if in between his phone and phone case there was a picture of Roman. Right. So he's always got Roman looking out for him.
It's in a little heart shape and everything.
Ha. Joke's on you.
It's his wallpaper.
See-through case, and there isn't.
He keeps it in his wallet.
I was about to say, yeah.
Him and Little Roro.
Him and Little Roro.
We don't need to get in my personal life on
this. I feel attacked.
Also, how do you know that?
I stole my wallet.
Wild guess. You know, don't. Hey, that's rude.
Wow. Listen, you suck at talking, but this week we had some amazing talkers on our MDM Awards.
That was also rude.
Well, you started it.
You I'm trash, sorry. But you know we what? Had people who weren't trash.
Right.
I'm sorry.
That's pretty much what he said to me.
But let's go down our list of MDM Awards of the week. Yeah, I'll go through it with no particular order. We'll decide at the end. Yeah? Yeah?
Sounds like
yeah?
a fair plan. Okay.
Miro thanking Jesus Christ in the ring. You know, it was a heartfelt moment. I felt it in my heart.
As celebrating that he's a TNT champion. I think this was a great way to set up Lance and Miro, but it was a little early. But with this promo, I think they did a great...
Why do you say early, though? Like, why? Because they've kind of been already hinting towards it. He already said before that match that he was going to be coming to pick the bones of whoever's left. Like,
I get it. No. I understand, like, story-wise, they have to do this match.
You just wanted it some other time.
It has... Like, it's a little too soon, because, like, one of two things are going to happen, and neither one of them are really good for either one. You know, like, so Miro can't lose in his first title defense, or, well, he'll be, like, his second or third. But... Like, that's his first main, you know, show with the belt. And Lance can't really lose either.
Okay.
Because he's kind of lost twice now for the TNT title.
Okay, maybe he goes to the AEW title next, you know? It's like... You know.
He already did. He lost to Moxley.
Well, he could just keep trying, okay? It's not like, you know, bad loss.
Jake, just give me another go, man. Just talk to somebody.
I think the real problem is he still has Jake with him.
Yeah.
Because Lance can speak for himself. He's not a bad talker.
Yeah, and I don't think he really needs a pairing. I'm like, I like the pairing, but yeah, I don't think it's needed.
Because comparing, like, going along with the Miro thanking Jesus Christ and Lance Archer coming out part. Like, Lance Archer himself had a pretty good promo going back, recognizing, gosh, why did I blank so hard?
Sting?
No, not Sting. Brody Lee. There we go. Oh, yeah. Gosh, that was... Why? Anyway. But, yeah, doing his little promo in remembrance of Brody Lee was really cool. Mm. And honestly, it was a good promo. Like, I think Lance should just be by himself. I think it's bringing him down.
Right. But, yeah, this did do a well job of, you know, getting hype on the match because, you know, it is two big guys fighting. So, yeah,
it's going to be crazy. Also, I say that because it's beginning of the character development of the situation. Right. You have Lance, who had Sting tell him that, you know, hey, you need to be by yourself.
Right.
Then you have this situation happen. I'm hoping it happens where they mess up with whatever happens. Right. And he gets mad and then dumps him.
Okay, that's fair.
Dumps Jake the Snake.
We'll see what happens.
You know, and I think that would be the character development. Because he doesn't need it. And I feel like this would be a good way to get rid of that.
Right.
And build some character development for him. And it allows him to lose in this situation because he has been losing, and part of that has been because of Jake the Snake.
All right, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Did I make sense out of nowhere? Dang. Boom.
I guess we can go to the next one.
Yeah, we had a touching moment in the medical room.
Oh, yeah. After losing.
This is hard, bro.
Their tag team retirement match with SCU and the Young Bucks. Christopher Daniels is getting patched up, getting wiped at with the blood getting cleared up.
Yeah, and another thing, too, like, this doesn't take away the seriousness of it, but I just noticed it. It was like, yeah, we cleaned you up, you're all good, and I'm just seeing blood all over him. Yeah. I'm like, what did you clean up?
They just cleaned up the cut. The cut's clean.
They dabbed it.
The cut's clean. But... God, Christopher Daniels giving a heartfelt speech about how, you know, when he watched Dusty win the United States title from Lex Luger and then cut a promo the next week talking about how he's going to lay this whole body down because, you know, it's time. Mm-hmm. You know, he just couldn't believe it because, you know, it just, how can you, you know, you just won this major title and you're talking about leaving it all behind you. Like, what are you talking about? Because, you know, he just he couldn't comprehend it.
Because their age wasn't that big of a difference.
Exactly. But now, you know, he's been doing it longer than Dusty. Mm-hmm. He said he accomplished less than him. And
like, what was it all for?
Right. And he's realizing now, like, you know, it's more of a, you don't get to choose when you're done with wrestling. It's more of a realization that you need to stop.
Yeah.
So, and you know, once he finally realized that, he kind of gets up, you know, he's like, maybe it is time for me to lay my old body down. Kind of stumbles as he's going towards the door and, you know, just kind of holds himself in the corner saying, I don't want to go.
Yeah, it was honestly super sad and depressing. And and that was the opening of VTE.
Yeah. They're like, no,
super sad. All right, let's have a great show now.
Right. Like, I feel bad because I got my brother into it like a week ago. Now he's about to watch this. Right. You know, I'm like, he's about to be destroyed.
Right. This is a real emotional sport.
You know, and so I'm just like, gosh. It was. I kind of was like, can we just change it now? I feel uncomfortable.
Right.
I'm all sad.
But, you know, I think it was a really great promo. And, you know, just showing off how well, because, like, this isn't new for Christopher Daniels. He's a really great talker. But, yeah, you know, thank you for all you've done, Christopher Daniels.
Thank you. I mean, I hope this isn't the right.
I mean, yeah, because he's still, like, that's the crazy thing about Christopher Daniels. He's been in the same, like, shape his whole career, and he still looks, like, ready to go.
But, and he can still do
a lot of stuff. Like, especially in that last match with the Bucks. I think that was, really good stuff. Great promo. And showed he can keep going. Right. So, we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, because as long as we're not doing like that Ric Flair thing where it's like, yo, the next time you lose, you're getting fired or whatever. You know? don't do that nonsense. But
why would you say that? No, it's probably gonna happen.
That's,
you
know, our words are too powerful. I'm speaking it so that they don't do it. Yeah, no, I said no.
Speak it into existence.
I'm negatively speaking it into existence. So it doesn't happen.
But let's talk about the king of the ring. Who should have been rightfully owned, a long time ago.
Right.
Shinsuke Nakamura. Man.
Talk about an entrance.
Yeah. So first off, when Shinsuke first came, amazing entrance. Fire. Amazing. Glorious, even.
Yeah. I mean, if you watch him in New Japan, you know that one thing that Shinsuke loves to do is an entrance.
It's beautiful entrance.
Surprise call-up here. I guess that's what you call it.
Or just appearance.
I was going to say King Corbin, but he doesn't have a crown, so it's just Corbin. Yeah,
just Corbin. That's comes fair. Out. He doesn't have a crown, so he can't be king.
Kind of, yeah. kind of, just arguing. You know, I'm the real king.
I didn't vote for him.
He's talk about how real kings own Ferraris and $1,000 cars or $10,000. Some number.
Sounds to me like him and
$1,000 car.
$1,000. Yeah. You know,
mine's $500. I'm like, Toyota Camry.
Ferrari.
Toyota Camry.
The other one, you know.
I don't even think $1,000 towards a Ferrari would be even enough for a bumper.
It's not a down payment.
Nah, you get the little, the logo. You get the little.
Nah, that's like $5,000 tops.
No, like the flag. Just the flag.
Yeah, $5,000 tops. No, I know what we're talking about. $5,000 tops. No,
like I'm talking about the small one. In the logo.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Like tops. Because it was broken. This is all as you know, as is kind of sale type of thing. But anyway,
the glorious entrance with Shinsuke Nakamura. First off, he had what's his name?
As he got interrupted by Rick Boogs. Rick
Boogs. There
if,
it is.
If you do not remember from NXT, he had I think it was like one or two like quick matches.
Yeah, but they were memorable.
Right, where he was just you know rocking out to the ring with his
air guitar.
Yeah, it was an air guitar. That's right.
He was playing it hard. Ripping chords.
And you know that I would say it's an iconic or you know very. Good, like it's an iconic scream for him. Like,
he's got it.
It's a very unique. There we go. Unique.
It's the rock,
right?
The rock and roll.
Yeah, perfect for him. So as he introduced the real king of SmackDown, Shinsuke Nakamura, mm-hmm. And continues to play the entrance with him. It's just great, beautiful pairing.
Just watch it. It's delicate and beautiful to the eyes. Right.
Him on that Fender Dreamcaster.
Exactly. but yeah, I, you know, there's a lot of things I can criticize WWE about this year. Just please don't mess it up.
Yeah, I'm okay if this is like a thing that keeps going.
We're on it. We're gonna mess it up.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. They don't even have like it's. This is not even hard to like. You don't have to like. Don't just leave it alone.
Right.
Let them keep doing it.
Right.
If you mess this is like what would I say? Hard to mess up, but
right. I think the only way to really break these guys up is be like, okay, well Rick Boogs going to Raw or something, and then he feuds with Elias. You know, they have a rock concert for the ages.
It's another symphony match,
right? Exactly. that was a pretty good promo and good entrance. I'm loving this pairing.
Yeah, and then you know we got a little hungry after that, and we have a beautiful little dinner with the Pinnacle.
Oh yeah, I love this. This dinner arrangement that we have
because it's very unique.
Yeah, had a like that mobster, you know, like MJF's become the head of the table in his own way, I guess, not to really pull from Roman, but as you know, we open up with this Wardlow right away takes the bottle of wine as it's being poured to his cup and you know just downs the whole bottle. Says we'll have another, like he's
bring me another,
right? You know, he pulled out his best Thor. As you know, MJF talks about how you know, oh, you're so funny, Jericho. Has anyone ever told you you're so funny? You know, like you have this great third grade humor. You know, like ah, ha, ha, the pineapple. You know, mimicking all his insults and stuff like that. And you know, after that, he has Dax Harwood kind of cut in talking about how like you know we're supposed to be building the foundations of this company, but you're you know we're too busy dealing with you,
which is
like,
what FTR originally came to do too. Exactly. So I love how that's still
right, and you know, especially with them being former champions as well, it's like you know, it's not like we've really lost sight of that. We were champions; we just kind of lost the titles. But
on the other side of the table, you have Sean Spears just sitting there staring out into blank space,
right? As the waiter just passes him up,
contemplating,
right? because the waiter just passes him up as he's pouring wine, and then grabs him, puts his head on the table, and he's just like, "I want my drink," you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's like real tense for a second.
like, oh my gosh, is he gonna kill him?
Tully, you know, is like, "Hey, you know, since he's up, man. You know,
we've worked on this."
Right. Throws him a little stack of money, and he's like, "Yeah, that should pay for the bottle that he broke."
Yeah.
I think this was great. You know, great short promo, kind of wrapping everything you need to know about the Pinnacle up.
And it showed each unique character's like mindsets.
Yeah, I think Cash should have spoke a little more. But other than that, I think it was a great promo overall for all four people that had a moment in this match.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Stampede that's next with them too. So that'll be interesting. New teams for the Stampede. I'm okay with this. They keep keeping like certain matches.
I'm curious on how they're gonna do it to the more serious route because like I said last year, it was a lot of games and you know nonsense
joking
with the Elite
around.
But because
how do you top a horse?
Right. In general, like, this match is kind of silly to begin with. So we'll see what happens. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we had the most embarrassing dads ever on television. honestly, if you are Kofi Kingston's son, or if you are...
Xavier Woods. Xavier, I think Woods, he's got like son. He's like an infant, so, you know, he's got time to, yeah, to live it down.
I guess you could say he's the elf. You know, right. But anyway, like, as a son,
another great, like, I really off the cuff promo from Kofi and Woods on Raw Talk, as right after he pins Bobby Lashley, you know, he's over the moon. I love how he started it, because R-Truth put his chair down a little shorter than his, so that way when he's, you know, Kofi sits down, he comes off shorter than Truth, saying, you know, I noticed how you did that, but I'm gonna lift this up because I'm all the way up on the top of the mountaintop, you know, like, there's nothing that could stop me right now, as even as the interviewer's trying to
he looks so lost too, right? He's sitting there is like that one white friend at a party,
right? He's like, do I say something now?
Hey man.
But as he's trying to, like, ask Woods questions and stuff like that, Kofi's just going off, like, on this whole analogy about how he's about to knock it out of the park. Woods just perfectly pantomiming everything he's talking about in the back. He's like, do you hear that? That's a car alarm, because I hit it so far that it's out of the park. I just hit somebody's car.
It's a wee, wee.
Right. Woods with the perfect my Maserati in the background. You know, he's like, Truth's like, is that your car? Is that your car?
Whose car was that? Like, they're all playing off each other and just going along with this whole story that Kofi just made up.
Right. Because, yeah, he's just on top of the world. And, you know, Woods cuts in talking about how, you know, like, this isn't anything new for Kofi. I mean, we've seen it before. But even before he won the WWE title, he's been doing this, you know, five guys, six guys, you know.
How many you put in front of him.
Right, he'll take them all off. But, you know, I think, especially with how much they broke Truth in this segment.
Yeah.
Like, all R-Truth does is spout nonsense and just...
things that don't make sense and throw you off.
Right. And, you know, the New Day, not only with a great promo, just pulling everything out of nowhere with this promo, just to connect it back to, you know, how Woods and Kofi are just excited about this win over Bobby.
Yeah, and they broke R-Truth.
Yeah,
they broke him. He had to stop him. He was like, you guys are going too far.
Right.
And then they're on top of the desk, just moving their hips and swinging it around. Right.
Oh, yeah. Woods on two swivel chairs, just thrusting as he's saying, you know, the world universal championship. Oh, just great stuff. Just, you know, just them being crazy.
So if that was your dad, you have some pretty cool dads. Right.
But I also think with Kofi's kids, they're like, you know, a little younger, so they're probably more into it. You know, they probably got friends.
They're laughing so hard. Yeah,
love it too. So, great stuff, Kofi. Like, I mean, we said it before, we'll say it again. Just great talker, great promo. The New Day just know how to play off each other. Yeah.
Who would you give it to for the winner for that one, for this MDM?
I'm gonna say it's either between Kofi or the Pinnacle, like, because they were really good for two separate reasons, but.
Man, I was kind of thinking Pinnacle or King of Strong Style, honestly.
See, the King of Strong Style, don't get me wrong, great, great moment, great stuff like that. But this was just more of a great debut for me.
That's fair.
Fair. So I think there's going to be great stuff, and, you know, a lot of other things that we'll cherish about these two. But at this time being, yeah, it's not better than that. But I also, just because of Cash not having a part in this, I'm going to give it to Kofi and Woods on my end.
That's such a biased vote.
It's not. How is that biased?
you're just. I just know you're a New Day fanboy.
I like MJF. He's a really great wrestler. I mean, he's a great talker. You know, easily the best heel in the game. So I would.
I agree with you.
Alpha's not really wrong, though, either. Because, like, I mean, I agree with you. Have that Bootio shirt?
Yeah. I agree with you. Also, I want that Bootio shirt. So if you're thinking about selling it, I'll definitely buy it.
What are you talking about?
But I agree with you.
I can neither confirm nor deny these allegations.
I agree with you only because I'm not really super invested in the Pinnacle whole thing. More invested in MJF's delivery and that. I like the Pinnacle, but
right, yeah, and this definitely feels like this feud needs to end for them. Yeah, and that's when we really get into
Pinnacle's going to win. Obviously, right. I believe in the Stampede, and that's going to be the end of
exactly. And I think I'm more looking forward to like a feud between FTR and Proud and Powerful.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. So especially as much as they've been building that up between the blood and guts, and you know, just every time they have a fight, it's they're trying to kill each other. Mm. So yeah,
I can't have you guys keep going at each other.
What do you got, Z?
Yeah, for me it was more between Shinsuke and New Day, but you know me, I like to laugh, so I'm going. I like to laugh. I like the artistic direction, but
yeah,
come on. Yeah, that's pretty fun.
Great stuff from New Day. So, yeah, we're in agreement. Kofi and Woods.
Kofi and Woods.
My Maserati.
Oh, hip thrust. I'm on the table.
Right.
But off the table. There was one promo we need to talk about that was pretty whack.
Yeah, it was funny, but yeah, it was definitely
a lot of logic. Many problems with it.
Right. So, we had a relaxing spa day with the NXT Women's Champions.
The Way.
With Candice and...
But do you know the way?
Right. Candice and Indy Hartwell getting just body massages and stuff like that.
Yeah, having a good time. And she goes on to say, you know, thank you, Candice, for, you know, making me realize that he's just a weirdo, Dexter Lumis. And he always just shows up and stares at me. Well, he's the one being the masseuse. He's
the masseuse, yes.
And I'm like, who's allowing this? Who did he kill?
Nah, I think, you know, I wouldn't be, you know, put it past him that he does work there. You know, he's got a part-time job there.
Yeah.
He saw they were penciled in. He's like, hey, look. I'll take that shift.
Yeah. He was dressed for a part.
Yeah. I gotta give him that. And yeah, it didn't look like he was out of character. That looked like, you know, normal attire for Dexter.
But he got really hurt from Indy's comments.
And also being an artist, you gotta have a second job. But anyway, yes. Indy did, yeah, hurt his feelings by saying, yeah, he's just a loser and stuff like that.
Made him leave. I almost want to cry for him.
Right. But at the end of this, we had the very baffling credit card, you know, befuffle.
Yeah, there was a declining of a credit card. And one, I have never in my entire life, when my card got declined, because we're poor, it happens. When my card gets declined, have I never had the person tell me that it's declined say, oh, it's declined for so-and-so reason.
Right.
I'm going to go, how do you know?
Well, obviously, because her little thing, they got the computer and no. said, hey, this card is declined because of a transaction 3 weeks ago.
See, that's way too far back. That's some information you did, like a PI investigation.
When's the last time you worked on the other side of that cash register? That's just how it is.
No.
At massage places specifically.
That's identity theft.
Nah, it's cool.
You have access to information that you should not have access to.
Well, they gave it, so obviously they should.
My pizza theory on how this was working is... And the only way I could think of it, because there's still no way they would have had that, you know, but the way, you know, how they got declined was because of the theory ordering pizzas on the card and it being like a family card. Mm-hmm. So like that's why it was left off for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess that would make the sense on why they wouldn't have known about this, you know, like, oh, it's
but it wasn't Theory's fault, though.
It is not Theory's fault.
Because it came down to that last transaction of 3 weeks ago.
Exactly.
It was the flowers, which, again, just felt so weird, because I'm like, no one should have that information.
Right.
Especially just someone you do not know working for you.
Right.
No.
But Indy, you know, realizes, hey, wait a second, that's when you sent flowers to break my heart about, you know, Dexter, and she realizes it wasn't Dexter, and he still loves her. But I don't know if he does now after all those hurtful comments.
Yeah.
Possibly.
You're saying there's a chance?
Maybe.
Listen, I want them together. I just feel like this was the dumbest way to try to do this.
You can't always get what you want.
Like, we could have easily done a whole, hey, I brought you the mail and I noticed, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's fine. Nah, that would have been, you know, a good way to do it. Again, that's fine. We can figure out a way to put mail in, right? We could have a collector or something. Someone show up.
Just the mailman showed up at the massage.
No. You could. I mean, you know what?
Are you Indy Hartwell? I have a mail for you.
Listen,
too.
I was told to bring it to
this exact place at this exact time.
For the record, it would have made more sense than this person having all this information.
I guess. But if she lived in the neighborhood.
You know, maybe it'd be like a tax or
right. This was collector. Already on my route, I guess. Yeah. I give you that.
Yeah, I think there's other ways we could have gone about it without it being stupid. Mm-hmm. Making notes.
Yeah, no, I can think of one. So, like, they use a time machine. That's why they knew to deliver
genius.
It at that exact
no.
place at that exact time. It's in the future.
You have me at time.
Go back
you
to the future.
Time machine.
You can't really go wrong with time. You always have time.
It's there.
And if you mess up, time machine.
Yeah, so congratulations to the way you sucked this week. But I really hope the best for Indy Hartwell. Right.
And if you could, like, let us use the time machine, that'd be pretty cool.
That would be wild. But we got to wrap it up here with some stories to watch, things that you need to be just keeping an eye on going forward, things that kind of caught our eye, and we're excited.
On the Ring of Honor side, we got that Danhausen having a very interesting... Who? Yeah. yeah, probably one of my favorite characters on Ring of Honor. Just a very lovable, like, he's almost like a Sesame Street character, but like somehow crossed with like a ghoul. Oh. And it's like the stupidest but best thing ever, because like he's very like comedy based character, but especially now, like, he's almost like an evil, like a cartoon villain, evil Igor, trying to resurrect PCO and have him as his own bodyguard in Ring of Honor, or like his you know to take over.
So he's like the villain, the cartoonish villain.
Yeah, and okay. It's like, you know, it's. He's not really the heel. Exactly, yeah. He's very comical. Like, yeah, it's hilarious. Like, Pinky and the Brain style stuff.
What are we going to do today?
Try the same thing we try to do every day. Take over the world. but as this past week, we had him in a battle royal as he gets... tries to go for a double choke slam on PCO.
I thought he had it.
And Brody Lee. Does not work. They both throw him out. And yeah, has a genius idea as he puts on a mask and boom, El Generico returns. I thought he was helping out orphans in Guatemala last time I heard.
You know, he's just everywhere. So great. You know, he does everything. So the commentators just lost it. They're like, oh my gosh, El Generico's here.
Generico Housen, if you will, then gets into the ring just to get eliminated again.
Right away, too.
Right.
No, hey. Not even give him any right, chance.
Beautiful stuff from Danhausen.
I wasn't ready.
Right, I wasn't ready. but I'm looking forward to seeing more from him, especially now with Ring of Honor more getting into the flow of being a TV show again. Because especially over COVID, not like I really was complaining, because I still was watching with their more pure wrestling style and mat base, because there's no crowd, so you might as well just do more of a. Grounded, more
technical.
Grounded. Yeah, exactly. Experience.
Show off that technical skill.
Exactly. So, yeah, especially now with more characters getting back into it, more gimmick based stuff. I think it's going to help out, you know, bring together Ring of Honor as a whole.
Mm-hmm. And then our last story that you need to be watching is Orange Cassidy versus Omega. Now, here's the thing. Normally, this would definitely come off with, oh, there goes Alpha again, just being an Orange Cassidy fanboy. Which you're not wrong. But.
At least he's honest.
Yeah. At least I'm honest. But this is actually, I think this promo that happened this past week on AEW Dynamite actually helped make this feud a better thing going forward.
Hmm.
They had a whole thing with his contract saying, you know, hey, we got to make sure that you're safe. You're being safe for yourself because you are your own worst enemy. And we saw this with him literally getting knocked out in the ring.
Right.
He was out cold. Like, if you watch it, he was out. He's asleep.
Right.
Nighty-night.
This is not normal Cassidy sleeping. This was like, oh, no, that was a concussion.
Yeah, he had a concussion, and he was out. Medical was on the side of him. And he was like, oh, I'm awake. Right. I'm here, I think.
Right, so they had to change the finish of the match. And yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think this was a very interesting and, like, logical way to keep going with the story. I don't know if this was a plan to begin with, but... having this, like, you know, out for Cassidy, and it's it doesn't seem too ridiculous as far as, like, wrestling, you know, agreements go. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, hey, you're out of the triple threat, but, you know, you still get another opportunity down the line
when you're healthy.
Right.
When you're healthy, and that's the important thing.
Right.
When you say healthy, okay, so whose definition of healthy?
Right, exactly.
You can go down so many routes, especially with a contract.
Yeah, and AEW having their tongue-in-cheek anti-WWE style of writing sometimes. I can definitely see them doing it like, you know, you have to use our doctors kind of thing.
Yeah, our doctor. Right. We have to prove. And then I have to, you have to go through an approval process that I approve.
Exactly.
As Omega. I'm going to put you through, what is it? Bunky bars.
Right. I think this is a interesting way to go about it. And yeah, it's definitely like, I never thought they'd put Cassidy in this main event spot, but like, yeah, especially with him now, like, it's kind of just, it fits. So I think it's something you're going to keep doing with it. So
it's every time he's out there, it's a huge pop. And there's a reason it's huge. People love him. Right. He's a lovable guy.
Right.
And honestly, he can have the title, and I think he could actually do a fun run.
Right.
I would have liked him to do it with the TNT title. I would like that to have been a thing for a little bit, because I still want the Orange Cassidy championship title belt in a backpack.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, you know, that'd be awesome.
Just scroll out to the ring with a backpack on and then boom.
By the way, I brought this.
Right. Brought this from home.
So yeah, I would like that, and I think he could do it. Yeah. Now, I don't think he's going to do it over Omega. That's what I'm upset about.
Exactly. Omega's definitely in that Reigns role as well. Like,
he can't lose right now.
Right.
It just wouldn't make any sense. He's the belt collector. He's not about to lose Orange Cassidy. Exactly. If he does. Holy crap. Right. Exactly. I'm about to lose my mind.
Right. Exactly. We're going to get a new belt collector.
Right.
Yeah. It's going to be Lazy Cassidy.
Cassidy, he's just like, one belt's enough.
One belt's enough.
It's probably actually too much, actually. You know, I'll give it back.
Yeah, he's not trying. He's not. Yeah, he would, if anything, just leave it and be like, this was a lot of work than I wanted.
Be like Trent or Chuck that just picks it up.
Yeah, he'd have to get a bigger backpack.
Right. And that's like a lot of weight.
A lot of weight.
Yeah, it's too much weight. You know, it's really messing up his weight. You know, he'd have to weigh in a different, you know, whatever.
He's got to do a different weigh-ins. He's too heavy now.
Right.
He's not 205.
His whatever is not accurate anymore.
That's true. Mm. I forgot about his statistics, his stats. Yeah. That is wild.
Yeah.
From wherever.
Yeah.
Whenever.
But, so I just like, with all these stories, I would say keep an eye out on them.
All the stories that we have for you that you need to be watching. That's all the news we have for you this week. Don't forget to check us out on Instagram and Twitter, where you will be doing updates and whatnot there. And debate us. We'd love to hear what you got to say, because we were not wrong. Ha ha ha. Just messing with you. We could be. Anyway.
I'm not.
Oh, that's debatable. Anyway, hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Your New Fix. That's at Your New Fix, Instagram and Twitter. See you next week.
Peace. Bye.